bounce up that weary into your head. Bounce up that.
Hey, Mr. DJ, where are you?
Bounce Effect with DJ Choppers.
Welcome back to Matt's Time with me, DJ Choppers. This week we're on episode 272. So last week was the episode 271, where we did the Amy Jams hit list again. I hope you enjoyed the show last week, even if you're not really into hip hop. I'm sure you learnt quite a bit. And I always like putting a lot of effort into researching these Batman shows, just so if you don't know much about the genre that I'm talking about, then hopefully sort of learn about it. And this week it's totally different music than last week. I'm going to be focusing on the producing trio of Stock, Aitken and Waterman, aka Saw, ran pretty much the 80s and the 90s in the pop genre. So last week was hip hop, and today we're very cheesy. So a lot of it's like mature cheddar. So it's very cheesy today, but you know what I like, a bit of cheese. Then I know a lot of you are going to know these songs, and it's going to take you down memory lane. It's going to be a bit of nostalgia. It's going to be good fun. Because there is a lot of good music, like with the likes of Bananarama, Rick Astley, Melon Kidd, Kylie Minogue, Lonnie Gordon. It's endless. The list of their artists is endless. There's hundreds. If you actually search, go on their website, the Stock, Aitken and Waterman website, there's a list of their new artists that are on their label, and it's mind-boggling. It's unbelievable that the amount of artists they had and the amount of money they made. So I'm going to play homage to them a bit, and they're playing some of the best of the artists, some of the best music some of the artists have ever released. And I'll be chatting through a bit of the history of Stock, Aitken and Waterman, so you can find out a bit about it and where the music originated and all that jazz. So before we get on with the music, I'll just do a quick explanation of who Stock, Aitken and Waterman are. So Pete Waterman began as a solo DJ in the late 1960s. Before moving into A&R at Magnet Records in the early 70s, there he broke hits like Alvin Stardust, My Cuckoo. He signed Chris Rea and helped spark the disco craze with Southern Convention. Mike Stock, meanwhile, was a trained musician with a degree in drama and theology. He worked session gigs for Radio 2 and sang on the theme as Top of the Pops cover albums. Matt Aitken grew up in Astley, Manchester, and by the age of 9, Matt realised that music was his thing. All he ever wanted to do was play guitar. but his parents wouldn't let him have one. After stints in local government and playing covers for American army bases in Germany, Matt committed to music full time. Matt Aitken met Mike Stock through his band Mirage. The pair quickly formed a strong writing partnership, and then disbanding their bands to focus on songwriting and production. So that's the Thursday. That's just about the Stock, Aitken and Waterman. So I'm just going to play a couple of tracks to start with. So we got Samantha Fox with Nothing's Gonna Stop Me Now. Samantha Fox was a page three girl and the pin-up on many a pre-pubescent teen's bedroom wall. Was hardly the top sophisticate. Stock, Aitken and Waterman gave her an exceptionally big hit with this inspiring UK number 8. Then I got Pepsi and Shirley with Heartache. And the George Michael comparisons were inevitable, when his backing singers, Helen, Pepsi, D. Markey, and Shirley Halliman, struck out alone with their own single in January 87. But the track was in fact written by Iris Fernando and Wayne Brown, the centrepiece of their All Right Now album. This peaked UK number 2 after their follow-up Goodbye Stranger, also a UK number 10. No more hits followed, but Shirley married Spandau Ballet's Martin Kemp the following year, and Pepsi went on to star in the musical Hair. So get these two songs on the theatre, Samantha Fox with Nothing's Gonna Stop Me Now and Pepsi and Shirley with Heartache. So I'll be back with you to chat through a bit more about Stock, Aitken and Waterman.
You out of my mind.
Pepsi and Shirley with Heartache there to start today's show. Two really great tracks there. Yeah, very cheesy, but very, like, you can tell that it's that era, Stuck Aitken and Waterman as well. So that's the thing, a lot of the songs do sound similar, but probably like a lot of our music, the pop music today does. And now, so with a bit more about the history, so with Pete Waterman's industry know-how, Stuck Aitken Waterman was born. The early hits came from with Divine and Hazel Dean, plus the 1984 Greek Eurovision entry. In simple terms, Mike was the principal songwriter. Matt was the musical architect, and Pete was the ideas and business strategist. Though in reality, all three overlapped creatively in the studio. And the next two songs is Hazel Dean, who I've just mentioned, with Who's Leading Who. And Hazel Dean had a few songs in the early 80s. And 4 years had passed the Hazel without much chart success, so when this put her into the top 40, eventually climbing into the top 5, things were looking up. The track appeared on Dean's Always LP, which also featured Turn It Into Love, and was their most successful release internationally. And then Bananarama with I Heard a Rumour. And Bananarama's magnificent opening single, So Wow, was a high point for all concerned. Managing to crash the dance floors of the US. As was usual for Stuck Aitken and Waterman, they took a bit from here, a bit from there, repurposing their synth riff from Samantha Fox's Nothing's Gonna Stop Me Now, which I've just played, and adding a cheeky nod to Michael Fulcinati's 1986 Italo disco hit Give Me Up. Yeah, so two very good tracks. There's a myriad of tracks that are chosen by Bananarama, but this is a bit one that's less played, so both of these are underrated, so enjoy these two tracks. And then we'll be going on a bit more history, and Melon Kim and Rick Astley up next.
Is it me?
the great sound of Bernardo on it at the best there with I Hear the Rumour. That's really got another two great tracks. So that's a load of tracks that I could have chosen from all of this. This playlist song, I will be returning with. This again with some of the lesser known artists. And still collecting Walterwood's breakthrough number one. Arrived in 1985 with Dead or Alive, with their hit You Spin Me Round Like a Record. It followed The Princess, The 3 Degrees, and Bananarama alongside projects with artists as diverse as Elton John. As success grew, they moved from the Marquee Studios to their own complex, The Vineyard. By late 1986, they shifted focus to developing their own acts and struck gold with Mel and Kim. Then came 1987 and the arrival of Rick Astley. Never Gonna Give You Up became a global smash, helping cement their dominance of the charts. And now I'm going to play Dead or Alive with You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record. And Dead or Alive were quite odd for Stuck Collector Martin Crossman at the sight of a freakishly big head Pete Burns peacocking to his band's ostentatious number one must have summoned up many a funny feeling amongst the top of the pop's teenage viewers. Yes, it had the catchiest of choruses, but at the darkened heart of it stood King Punk Pete Burns. Gloriously odd, supremely confident, and in control of the opulent, booming baritone, the band were nothing like the usual Stack Aitken and Waterman fare. And although this song was written by the band, Saw played a huge part in its magic. Their high energy backing included roaring strength from Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries, enigmatic Thorin Forbidden through amidst the squeaky clean mid-80s chart landscape. Burns and his clan were a refreshing anomaly. And we've got Millie Kim with Showing Out Get Fresh at the Weekend, which was a firecracker of a debut song. Showing Out brought Street Savvy Sisters Mel and Kim Appleby fizzing into the limelight. Mel and Kim with them such a poor background, they took on the world literally, said Pete Waterman of the girl that went on such a thought to Top of the Pops in record time. The softer soul sound of System was demoted to the B-side in favour of this Chicago House influenced offering. Devised for the duo by Mike Stock, with a little help from Pete Tong, it was the start that Mel and Kim had dreamed of. Last but not least, Rick Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick Astley went from label assistant to global megastar in a matter of weeks, and this was it. His deep tone suggested him to be a new black soul singer, and photos of a shy-looking white boy did little to quell the rumours. Not it was him, and he had one hell of a gift. Next up thought he deserved his own original song, and co-wrote one of the best with DJ Pete Waterman's suggestions of American House Records as an inspiration, particularly Colonel Abraham's Trapped, and Stock Aitken and Waterman struck gold. This is one of the biggest tracks ever released in the 80s. I'm sure you all know it. So, it's Dead or Alive, Mel and Kim, and Rick Astley, and I'll be back with you.
Living love.
You've officially been Rickrolled out with Rick Astley. From the hit, Never Gonna Give You Up right there. Really good tune. Great, really good three tunes there, really good. Yeah, I like them. But it's actually sort of said about Mel and Kim, because Mel released, they both released the song as she was diagnosed with cancer. I think it was It Is What It Is. Sonny died 2 weeks after, but at 23. But yeah, left behind some great tracks. Yeah, it's an odd story, but the song lives on. And now the Stuart Waterman Aitken and Waterman's peak came in 1989. With 7 UK number ones, 15 more top 40 hits, and 4 hit albums. Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Sonia, and others hired a year in which Stock Aitken and Waterman were responsible for an astonishing 27% of the UK singles market. They also led major charity records, including Band Aid 2 and the Hillsborough tribute, Ferry Cross the Mersey. And it didn't stop there, the hits continued into 1990. But as rave, indie and dance music reshaped the charts, the sound of the 80s began to fade. Even so, Kylie's album Rhythm of Love, featured Better Than Ever You Know, showed that they could still evolve with the times. And with that in mind, we've got Kylie Minogue with Better Than Ever You Know. For many, the moment Kylie went from dangerous pop star to racy newbie. Better Than Ever You Know arrived in the midst of twirling dance pop and palms to the sky goodness, giving her a touch of avant-class. The track was reportedly written in reference to her relationship with Michael Hutchence, and the lyric drew attention from dark quartets when vampiric Aussie Nick Cave defined it as one of pop music's most violent and distressing love lyrics. The Cave, Minogue's innocence blunted against the sinister verse, was bone-chillingly effective. It won over Europe and became a UK number two. And then I've got Jason Donovan with Too Many Broken Hearts. He may not have had a voice as mighty as Rick Astley's, but Jason could hold a tune. And with his neighbour's co-star rapidly rising up the ranks of stardom, he thought he wanted a piece of that action. His debut single went top five, and he swooned his way to the top with Solid co-star Maya, Especially For You. But this was his own bona fide solo UK number one, and a hit all over the globe. So, here's the Neighbours powerhouse couple, Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan. And then I'm back with a soul cover of an amazing track by West End. But first is Better Than Ever You Know on Too Many Broken Hearts. Cold Cheese by Jason Donovan right there with Too Many Broken Hearts and a bit of Kylie before that. Yeah, definitely loved both of those tracks. And now we're up to the very last track of the show. Probably will have one at the end, plays out actually, but first. It's West End with The Love I Lost featuring Sybil. And The Love I Lost is a song by American R&B group Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, originally written as a ballad by Philly soul songwriters Tony Gamble and Leon Huff. Until in 93, it gave the song their... Until in 93, West End gave the song their special touch. Said all wrong. Until in 1993, Stock Aitken and Waterman gave the song their special touch, producing it for American R&B and pop singer-songwriter Sybil. Then West End, it released a cover of The Love I Lost. The cover reached number 3 in the UK, number 9 in Ireland, and number 18 in the US Billboard Hot Dance Club Party Chart. It's a really good track. I love it. I loved it. And so that's a documentary about Stock Aitken and Waterman on BBC, which inspired me. And this is my favourite track on today's podcast. So enjoy this, and then I'll be back to say goodbye, tell you what we've got coming up, and play the last song. But first is West End with The Love I Lost.
That you and I could make it on through.
Oh yeah, The Love I Lost by West End right there. To bring the show to a close nicely with that beautiful track. Absolutely love that track. And there's quite a few remixes. Club remixes, a dub remix, all of them really good, love the songs. Some of them are, but can't beat the original, and that was a great track. So, to sum it up, Stock, Aitken and Waterman. From club DJ roots to chart domination, Stock, Aitken and Waterman defined the sound of the pop era, defined the sound of the 80s, and made a lot of money and made a lot of people famous. So, yeah, thanks for some of the top music they've given us. Well, yeah, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and it's not been too much of a cheese overload for you, but there's been some good tunes, even though there's been some cheese in there. And Stock, Aitken and Waterman, fascinating producers who dominated for over 15, 20 years, so yeah, massive kudos to them. And yeah, that is the end of the show, but we have got more shows to come, of course. I will be back next week with the Chinese New Year. So the year of the horse this year. So we're going to be featuring a lot of horse-related tracks and a bit about the Chinese New Year. So that's going to be good fun to put together. I did it last year where I went through all the animals in the Chinese calendar. And we played a song for each one, but there's quite a lot of horse-related ones, like with cowboys and different things. Chaperone's Pink Pony Club will be in there, I'm sure. And then me and MC Louis will be back as well at some point. The Indie Rock Hit List, the Urban Jams Hit List, Country Hoedown Hit List, Choppers on Shuffle, Covers Not Covers. And yeah, the DJ Chopper Show will be back with another stranded guest for you, so looking very much forward to bringing that for you. And all I'd say is, I've been DJ Choppers, I'm now signing off, and this has been a Bartstown production on RSS, SoundCloud, Deezer and Apple Podcasts, any smartphone, any smart speaker, wherever you choose to listen, anytime, anywhere. And you can ask your smart speaker to play the latest Bartstown podcast and we can appear. Or hit the subscribe button and each time I release an episode, it'll be straight in your library, ready for you to listen. And I will not see you through the week, I'll of course see you through the window. And the last song to play, as always, is Lonnie Gordon with Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. Another one of Stock, Aitken and Waterman's brilliance. Enjoy this track. Thanks for listening and take care. So I'll be back with you next week. On to the next one. Broken hearts, lovers' lies, but now Kaka.
Good deal.
Bounce FM, where you can hang all your problems on a peg at the door.
You now listen to the sounds of JT on Bounce FM.
Oh yeah.
Never to be forgotten, forever associated with Bounce FM. Love you, mate. Bounce FM, we're into your head. Bounce FM.